This morning, I can confirm that all the materials have reached our 2,606 polling stations. Though it's still too early to tell, certainly that all of them have received their election materials. But yesterday, Thursday, all the materials had left the constituency headquarters. There could be one or two breakdowns of our vehicles, and in that case, you know, that's why I want to leave, you know, at least that window until I have received all the reports from the respective polling station.
Mr. Seletso, how credible do you think this election will be?
As always, you know, our elections are run by men and women of substance, the commissioners and the secretariat of the commission. The people we engage as poll staff are people who are accountable and indeed love their country. They cannot sacrifice their country for anything. So I'm confident that the elections will certainly be credible. And the elections in our country are run based on the legal framework that is in place. So, you know, it's not a question of what one wishes to see, but what the law dictates for them.
There were concerns by some opposition politicians complaining about the elections, the voter register and all that. Was your organization able to address some of these concerns that you think will pave way for a credible vote?
Indeed, I can confirm that because, like I said, elections in Botswana are run in accordance with the law. You know, we had three pieces of voters' rolls, one emanating from the October general elections and the October general registration. The other two were from subsequent supplementary registration exercises. And for the general registration, the law provides that you know, a roll must be published for public inspection for 42 days. That was done, and we even allowed that political parties be used as inspection points so that we could bring the rolls for inspection as close as it is humanly possible to the voter. We have what we call the quota. That's the traditional, you know, setup of local government. Rolls were taken to such as well, so that they could be as close as humanly possible to the voter. And for the subsequent supplemental registration exercises, each roll is by law expected to be published for 21 days. We did that for both of them. So if at all the voters have been given the opportunity to inspect the roll, and they did not do so, I can tell you that whichever mistakes might appear on the roll were those that are as a result of lack of proper inspection by the voters of the roll. But we have done all that is humanly possible to have the roll to be as close as it is humanly possible. You know, I want to repeat this for use in today's election, and I can tell you that you know, our roll doesn't have that many mistakes to stop the election, and probably even discredit the quality of our elections.
Now, Mr. Executive Director, how many international and local observers has your organization invited to observe or monitor this election?
We have an open-door policy. We don't extend invitations. Whoever comes, if they are in the country legally, they can come to our public relations office and seek accreditation. And, you know, we will accredit them. You can come tomorrow. But unfortunately, the elections will be long past. But if you could fly tonight, get an Apollo 14 and come down here, It will certainly accredit you without question.
What would be your message to the people of Botswana as they go to the polls today?
The message is to encourage them to all go to their respective polling stations where they are registered. And with them, they should take the voter registration card and their national identity cards because, I mean, those are certainly required by law for them to be able to be allowed to vote. Over and above that, I want to tell Botswana that elections are a partnership between ourselves as the election management body and them as voters. And should they see anything that they feel is not in accordance with the law, we will be in the office, SNAP Center, they can call, and that will be brought to the attention of the commission, who will instantly attend to that.